Welcome to Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesdays. Well, welcome everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesdays. For a couple of reasons. One is because we are live from Ignite 2017 in Orlando, and we are recording on Wednesday. So, my name is Kyle Rosenthal. As always, I am joined by the one, the only, the very grey-haired. How are you, Brian?
I am just fine, Kyle. And you? How are you?
I'm really good. It's been a busy week so far, and we're obviously going to be we're here for the rest of the week. It's now Wednesday. We are going to be going through all the way till Friday, till the event closes. So it's been good. It's been good having a whole bunch of MCTs here that we haven't caught up with for a number of years, at least until last year, right? Since last year. It always kind of feels like a bit of a homecoming Ignite. Like, it's where we get a whole bunch of us together and have just generally get to chat about those things you don't get to chat about during the year. And also find Ignite is always, because it's such a large audience, but it's also such a technical audience that people get excited about the same sort of things as everyone else does.
Well, and the other thing is that there's a lot to get excited about. But before we start getting into our very special details that we are bringing to people, how about if we do some housekeeping?
Sure, why not? So I should first off say that Brian are actually sitting in the same room.
That is correct.
But we're not talking. I'm looking at Brian at the side of Brian's head. Brian is not looking at me at all. But if you do hear background noise, then that's actually Brian's headset. So we'll blame it all on Brian, which is going to give James a lot of challenge to be able to get set up, get cleaned up. So a little bit of housekeeping. Our website to be able to get a hold of us, or to be able to subscribe to the podcast, is Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesdays, which is it's trainertechtalk.net. So trainertechtalk.net. And as always, you can also send us a tweet via Tuesday TTT. And after all these years of doing this, all these months of doing this, I still managed to get that wrong when I was looking it up earlier. Brian did have to correct me though. But so now it is also a very special edition because it is just the two of us. Which, considering we're surrounded by so many MCTs, it's kind of ironic that we're actually having a Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesday of just the two of us.
Ironic, but also very apropos.
That's true. Apropos nothing, really.
We've never done things, the traditional way. And I want to give a big shout out, because if this sounds good, James has done a really, really good job. But if it doesn't sound good, then it was, again, the Pageant Switch Show.
That's right.
Well, I saw today. I felt very starstruck when I saw Pageant Switch here in our lab area.
Did they recognize you? Did they come up and say, hey, you're one of those Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesday guys, aren't you?
No, they looked right past me. I don't know how they could see past the hair, but they did. So
I tell you what we should do is I'll see if I can arrange. I'll have a chat with either Patch or Switch and get them to swing by again tomorrow, and we'll do a photo with them.
Yes, and so that we can prove that we actually know these guys, or that they know us, is probably more appropriate.
That's true.
This is so weird. I am talking. I have to force myself to talk to my screen because I keep wanting to look over at Kyle. And for any of you who know how recording works, it isn't live it's like a second and a half delayed. So when I say something, I can, and Kyle responds, he responds here locally. I don't know how Patch and Switch do that in that tiny little room, looking at each other all the time.
Well, they actually don't. I don't think they do anything on delay, so they're actually using like proper audio setup and that sort of thing.
That's probably it.
Yeah,
You have a budget.
that's it. Speaking of budget, I should mention our sponsor. So, a big thanks to our sponsor, of course, Learn On Demand Systems, who are the lab host and primary lab host company for Ignite this year. Yet again, this is actually. Think about it. This is actually the 14th year overall that like Learn On Demand Systems and or the company that preceded it of Hull Systems has actually been involved in labs for Tech Ed or Ignite.
Thank you, because it's only been 3 years of Ignite. This is the third year.
Yes, absolutely. But it's, like it's an evolution of the event. And it's the largest event that it's been so far. It's 30,000 attendees this year, which is a spectacular number of people to be able to kind of accommodate and move around.
Yeah, and if you've never been to an Ignite, it's really, really hard to explain exactly what it's like with that many people, that many bodies within an area. It's just like this massive humanity. I managed to get a few minutes to run to the expo floor, and that expo floor is amazing.
I remember the first time that I went to the expo floor in and some of the my first ever event that I did like in the US that I was at in the US was Tech Ed Orlando. And so we at that stage we only
You've
used
come
the
full circle.
I have come full circle. At that stage we only used the single big building was what we were in. But I remember walking out there like the on the first day of the event and looking and going, oh my goodness, this is just like the expo floor just went on and on and on and on. It was just spectacular. So, but yeah, like the other thing is like that I find with Ignite is that getting so many people who, basically are all on the same page. They're all like, all after the, all have the same interest, or same general sort of interest, into the same place at the same time. It's so easy to be able to get answers for things. Like if there's particular, like technology questions, if there's particular people that you wanted to talk to, anything like that, it's really easy to find them here and be able to get a hold of them because everyone's here. All the product managers are here. You've got MCTs, you've got MVPs, you've got, industry experts. Everyone is here. And participating, and always, and also already to give their knowledge as well.
The other exciting thing about Ignite is that you get lots of announcements from Microsoft at these big conferences. And we thought that it might be a good idea to take some of them, not all of them, because there were a lot of them this year, but just take a couple of those and talk about what those mean and what that can do for people.
Sure.
So I was very surprised to hear about the, I'm going to go out on the record and say that the Teams announcement was probably the biggest announcement that I had no idea was coming.
There you go. So by the Teams announcement, you're referring to the fact that Skype for Business is going to be integrated into Teams. Is that?
That is what I was referring to. And for those of you who aren't aware, Microsoft Teams is a pretty darn good collaboration tool. It's much better than the word that will I won't say because Kyle will kick me off the call if I say it. But Teams is collaborative. Teams is chat. It's files. It's coordination. It's channels. It's pretty much all of the tools that you need to communicate, kind of tied into one, except it didn't have the communication piece. So now, and Kyle, I need you to help me understand this because I'm confused. If Teams is going to integrate Skype for Business, what happens to Skype for Business?
It dies as a separate product is basically what happens. So yeah, so it will no longer be a separate product. It will be end of life. It will be 86. It will basically cease to be. That's right. It will shift off this mortal coil.
There are a lot of elements to Skype for Business, and I'm assuming only one element of Teams so far. So will, like, all the back-end pieces of Skype for Business be integrated, or haven't they really set?
I haven't really seen what the mechanics are going to be. I would suspect that what will happen is that essentially the back-end part of Skype will still remain the same. But you don't want to really over it. You don't want to engineer it as such. But what I think will happen is that Teams, like once Skype for Business goes into Teams, and again, like this is just a supposition, is that what's going to happen is effectively all those things like the contacts, and that's the thing that you can normally, that you can have your, that you would normally have in Skype for Business, then integrates much deeper into Teams. And then you can, because of the nature of Teams, you can then say, for instance, start a chat, which then would become part of the different channel within Teams. So that then you've got a more ongoing record, which is one of the things that really annoys me at the moment with Skype for Business, is that, say, for instance, if you and I are having a chat in Skype for Business, and then tomorrow we start a new chat, that other one doesn't appear anywhere. Like, I can get it so it archives by going into Outlook, so I can send you a copy of it, great. But really, it's like, it's not an easy way to be able to go back in past to the conversation. Whereas if you look at something like, say, for instance, Skype itself, with Skype, I can go back in time to all my to conversations I've had with people, just simply by opening up the their name and chat, and then I can see all the history of what we've discussed. So I think that, like, that's where I kind of see it. But yeah, the back end mechanics, I would doubt that they're going to overhaul all the infrastructure. I think the infrastructure is just going to be applied in a different way.
So that was my most shocking kind of announcement. What about yours, Kyle? What did you hear or see or have a feel for beforehand?
So there was actually a whole bunch of OneDrive and OneDrive for Business announcements, which now, like, you know, folk that have listened to some of the sessions, that's a thing that I've done in the past, will know that I do really love OneDrive. It's one of those basic products that sits in behind, and it's very simple. And it was one of the first, the usage of it is simple. And it was one of the first products that kind of made me go, ah, I understand the reason why you would approach the cloud as such. You know, like, I work across multiple devices, multiple locations, that's the thing. And the idea of being able to do something, save it into a file location, which is on my local machine, and then pick that up almost instantaneously on another machine somewhere else, or even on the phone or anything like that. That, to me, like, that was pretty awesome. That experience, to be honest, got ruined with Windows 8.1. So in 8, you had the idea of being able to do placeholders. 8.1 took that away, and it didn't come back in Windows 10. So Windows 10 now has the inbuilt sync for OneDrive. But what's come back is effectively placeholders. Now, it's not called placeholders anymore. It's called files on demand. And what that does is that then means that you can have a list of all the files that live in OneDrive showing in your file system, and you sync what you want to sync out of that. And it's pretty obvious, like, it's pretty cool. Like, it's obvious what is not there. So, you know, because it's got a little cloud icon, that's the thing that shows. But it's when you say, for instance, start up something that has the app, like, that's an application that's going to be, if you start up an application that's going to open up a document which is currently in OneDrive but not synced locally, then it will automatically pull it down for you on demand. That's pretty cool. Now, obviously, if you're not connected at the time, then that's not going to work. But you kind of have a much better idea about it. The other thing is that there's a new, and this is really cool. There's a new way to be able to do sharing for OneDrive. So with OneDrive currently, if you want to share out a file or a folder, you can do it. You can, you know, basically you just generate a link, and that's the thing, you send it out. But In order to be able to share that, even if you say share that with everyone, basically I don't care, just give it, allow anyone to access it. They still need a Microsoft account to be able to get access to it. Now, there's been a couple of times now when I've been sharing out information, like when I've shared out, say, for instance, photos or that sort of thing, like when I've been on a trip with friends, and those friends don't have Microsoft accounts, so they don't have MSAs. Now, if they don't have MSAs, then it means that they can't get access to it, or they have to go and create an MSA. Now, what you can do now with OneDrive, or what you will be able to do, is that you'll be able to have sharing, and what you do is you just create a one-time account, or sorry, one-time use passcode. So you generate that, you send them the link, you give them the passcode. They then, so to log on, they just have to give that, put that passcode in, which that's pretty cool. Well, I think it's pretty cool anyway. There's also changes across that to be able to do the sharing across Office, Windows, and Mac interface, which basically has, it's now going to have the same look and feel. So again, if you're going across multiple platforms, then it's actually going to be really simple to be able to work out what you're actually doing. So that's a couple of little things, like sort of that, like in OneDrive, and OneDrive for Business that have changed. There's a couple of other big announcements that have been made. There's one with regards to now, it'll depend on what the long-term impact of this product's going to be. But we've discussed before Windows 10S, and what that's going to do. So Windows 10S previously has been.
I just have to break in to acknowledge the fact that I am laughing at Kyle because, yes, we have discussed Windows S.
We have now Windows. So Windows 10S previously has been mainly aimed at the education market, is basically where the release point has been for it. However, there are going to be commercial and enterprise level type Windows 10 and Windows 10S devices that are coming, and that's from people like HP, from Lenovo, from Fujitsu. And as well as that, there's also going to be a new version of Windows 10S, which is going to be a enterprise version of Windows 10S. Now, what the difference between the Windows 10 version enterprise and the Windows 10 home user, or, well, education version? The answer is yes. Essentially, what it's going to do is it's only going to allow you to install particular applications. So you can actually restrict it. So you can't drag. You can't install any application from the store, but you can only install some applications from the store. So it kind of becomes a little bit more, as I said, a little bit more knockdown or lockdown. What will be interesting with that, and I don't know how this will go, but if that then gets extended to be able to use the Windows Store for Business, then that'll be interesting. Of course, in order for that to work, the applications will still be need to be packaged so that they can then run on Windows 10S. So that'll be that's a bit of a different conversation to have at a different time. But that'll be interesting. The other one was, and this is going to make you laugh again, is Office 2019.
Okay, now explain why I'm going to laugh about that.
Because of the release date, or the debut date for it, which is going to be in 2018.
So I would just like to clarify that Microsoft released Office 2017 in 2016 and is going to be releasing Office 2019 in 2018.
Yeah, well, at least they're consistent, right? The,
Yes, they're inconsistently consistent.
and 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 if you think about it, all they're doing is they're just giving themselves a little bit extra leeway to be able to slip if need be. But now the important thing with 2019 is that it is going to be an on-premise installation, sorry, an on-premises installation. So it's different from Office 365 in that it is local installs. So Office 365 obviously has the Office 365 Pro, which does allow you to stream applications, install them locally, but this is the standalone product version. So yeah.
Now, to be fair, I have two add-ons to that, and then we will wrap up our and close out with our housekeeping again. One is that Office 2017 was there was a on-prem version. 2017. Office 2016 was an on-prem version. Then there came Office 365, and now there's going to be an Office 2019, which is also going to be on-prem. So there is Office 365 is still going to be a product.
Oh, for sure. But I was just delineating that there will still be separate products. One of which will be the cloud installer and the always updated version. So which is the Office 365. So that's the one that will constantly be updated. Whereas the Office 2019 will go along the same pattern as the Office 20 as Office 2016, in that it will have a more incremental update. So it's basically it's Office as a service as opposed to Windows as a service.
So, and I do want to go back to one thing. One thing that Kyle and I both agree on is that OneDrive is pretty amazing because it's the one thing that I miss the most when I don't have it. And it's the one thing that hides the most so I don't realize I don't have it. So I think we've talked many times about how much I'm a big fan of Windows Insider Preview Edition. And one of the things that is present now and having to do with OneDrive is the ability, and this is it's tied into OneDrive, it's tied into Cortana, it's tied into Windows 10, is when I am on an Android phone, or I am on my tablet, or I am on my PC, it keeps track of windows that I have had open. And then when I go and switch to another machine and it recognizes that I'm there, it says, oh, you had these windows open on another machine. Would you like to open them again? And most of the time I say clear all. I don't really care. But that is insanely cool.
Yes, very true. Very true. Now, before you do wrap up, because I know you're going to do it, one other thing that was a really big announcement was the quantum computing announcement. So basically sort of like what Microsoft did was they announced a quantum computing programming language, which is going to be available for developers, and they will be able to preview that that'll be available as a preview in Visual Studio by the end of the year. So the idea is like sort of that, you know, we probably won't see the actual effect of that for quite a while, but it's yet again an example of kind of Microsoft taking another step forward and trying to push the boundaries, which is reflection of the new Microsoft. So
didn't Data on Star Trek have a quantonium brain?
I don't know.
No. Not a big Star Trek fan?
I really enjoyed the original movies. I've enjoyed the new movies. But I never really watched much of the TV series. No, we didn't really have a TV when I was growing up. So, you know, we went outside.
I thought perhaps you drew drawings on the cave wall while dancing in my way. That's funny on a number of levels, at least to me.
That's right. And I'm glad that you clarified that. So,
I think that should be about it for our amazing Ignite update, especially since we are giving James extra work.
That's true. Well, particularly with the vacuum cleaner that's recently started up in the background. So one of the things that I just as a mention for particularly if anyone has been here at Ignite as an Ignite attendee, that don't forget that you'll actually be able to get access to the hands-on lab environment for the next 6 months after the event's done. You're going to be able to get access just by logging into MyIgnite. For those people that aren't here but want to be able to get a hold of some of that hands-on technology, What you'll probably find is that at least some of it will start coming on its way into the virtual labs environment, so onto the MSD virtual labs, TechNet virtual labs. So you know, look for those new labs to be going to there. As well as that, all the content, that's the thing that's from here, will generally appear in Channel 9 as well on a fairly rapid basis. So you'll actually be able to get access to a lot of the content that people have seen at Ignite, and be able to, you know, as I said, get a hold of that hands-on environment too.
Yes, indeed. Let us do our housekeeping wrap-up.
So the housekeeping wrap-up, and in fact, before I do that, while I'm doing that, I'm going to try and attempt to multitask, just simply so that people can see on our Twitter feed later on what we were doing and what where we're actually recording this. So I'm going to attempt to do a selfie while doing the while actually doing the recording. And so we are going to be available at Tuesday. Sorry, Trainers Talking Tech.
Make sure you get me in the picture.
People will be able to reach us via Twitter at Tuesday TTT is our Twitter address. Otherwise, they can get Brian. They can get you directly on Twitter by hitting you up at Brian Bork, LODS. There you go. Remembered. And they can get me at Windows PC Guy. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, and I really recommend that you do, I would recommend that you visit trainertechtalk.net, if for no other reason than to see the funny comments and the way that that James publishes our podcast. Plus, as well as that, in order to have actually got to this podcast to start off with, you've had to have gone there. So this is right. This is like telling you to go back and do something you've already done, just as a positive reinforcement. And if I had a cookie, I'd give it to you. That's how much encouragement I want to have. So I'd like to big thanks, of course, to our sponsor, Learn On Demand Systems, which you can get to through learnondemandsystems.com is our website. And the vacuum cleaner is getting closer and closer. And so, Brian, do you want to say a quick goodbye before I sign us out?
This is Brian saying goodbye.
And Brian just waved at his computer. I'd just like to mention that. So thank you very much for joining us for this very special edition of Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesday. As always, if you've enjoyed the show, this has been Brian and Kyle with Trainers Talking Tech on Tuesday. If you haven't, then thanks for joining us for another episode of Patch and Switch.